I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List
too. I'm very excited about today's show.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, you know, we're kind of like, dare I say, cool.
I think we might be like, if cool is a canyon, okay. We're like tiptoeing it.
I mean, I don't, you know, why is Jason Biggs coming?
Apparently, from what I know.
Yeah.
He got handed a list of podcasts,
okay,
on the Earwolf Network that he could be on.
Right.
Our name was in there. It was, and I'm assuming it was alphabetical, so we were down in the O's, not at the top. And he picked ours.
What the heck? I'm excited.
I smell in my armpits.
Yeah, sure.
From excitement.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk to him about Amateur Night.
Doi, that's the movie he's starring in and doing a lot of press. It looks amazing.
And after having Miss Ashley Tisdale in, she was so delightful. I'm expecting him to be as delightful.
Absolutely. And, you know, I also really would love to talk to him about his wife.
I would love to love her more than I even do right now, which seems impossible.
She's also in the movie, which is crazy, but... I'm such a fan.
Me too. I'm like, I, for whatever reason, find myself seeing her and connecting with the stuff that she likes that I like. And
well, and they just seem so adorable. They really seem like an adorable Hollywood couple.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want to see if Jason Biggs knows any of the things we know now that we've been doing this podcast for a long time.
It's my favorite thing to do with old smokies.
Let's see if his crusty old ass knows any youth culture like we do.
I mean, Ashley thought maybe he would, but we'll find out.
We'll find out.
OMFG.
Well, welcome, Jason.
No, let's start again.
Okay, wait, one more time.
Okay, go ahead, try it again.
Jason Biggs.
No, do it again.
Okay.
Do you want me to try it this time?
Yeah, why don't you try it? Okay. This one's dropping the ball.
Jason Biggs.
Yes, that's it.
Welcome.
Yes. Hi, you guys.
Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Thrilled.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Come on, you guys are big time now. You guys get some cool people on your podcast, so don't bullshit me. You're not that excited to see me. You're not that
First
excited.
Of all, what I will say about this moment uh-huh. is that I feel like I know you. And I'm wondering if that is what happens to you all over the place. Like, I feel like we've been friends. We have history. We've had a beer together several times. You know what I mean? Is that what goes on?
We also had sex 4 years ago. Do you not remember?
It was magical from what I remember hearing.
Maybe that's why you know me?
That was part of it. That was part of that familiarity, yes.
You can pick my dick out of a lineup. That's what you told me when you left my house in the morning.
That's my
I'll
famous...
never forget that dick.
Yeah, I love to exit with that line.
Yeah. I do. I get that into different sort of degrees and in different contexts, but mostly I feel, I guess it's because, you know... There's a relatability to a lot of the characters I've played, maybe, or at least I like to think so, or at least people have told me that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's true. I think the weirdest thing, though, is how Jewish you look and how not Jewish
and
you
how
are.
And how not Jewish
Excuse
I am.
Excuse me?
Oh, you didn't know
Stop
this?
Stop it. Is that true? Is that true you didn't know that?
I did know it.
You thought he was Jewish?
Sure.
Of course.
I wouldn't even second ask, the, you know,
course.
What am I doing? Not
Eugene
thinking that?
Levy being your I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You can't.
And this being my face.
Well,
right.
It's a beautiful face.
Thank you.
Let's just go there.
I am not. I'm not Jewish. By the way, this happens once a day.
Okay. I believe that.
That I do a podcast and someone says, "What? You're not Jewish?" No, but about once a day, usually on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Often that's the sort of medium in which I find out, or someone finds out that I am.
And it's
not
a Jew
Jewish.
Being sad that you're not one of us.
9 out of 10 times, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Because we would love to claim you.
Yes,
and we
of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
Obviously.
You're welcome.
Obviously. But by the way, I am not a lot of things, and a lot of people would like to claim me, and they can't.
Oh, well, who else is vying for you?
Everyone that I'm not, you know? I mean, any
Eskimos,
you know, the Eskimos. KKK. By the way, Eskimos love me. Yeah. They're bummed. They're bummed because they thought for a while I was Eskimo.
I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all that fur you wear.
It's all the fur. It's all the seals I club. Right. Oh.
Oh.
To my Eskimo friends, I am sorry for being stereotypical and assuming that you club seals.
Or as they say, tuatat.
Excuse me, Emily Foster.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Nice work.
Wow. Slam.
Burn.
Did it.
You know, I'm not a fan of Eskimos.
Okay. Unexpected. Unexpected.
Strong feelings.
Jason, you're in a movie, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it's called Amateur Night.
Amateur Night.
It is in theaters August 5th and on VOD August 12th.
That is correct.
We only had the joy of watching the trailer and a couple special little scenes, but we're super into it. Like, I cannot wait to see this movie.
Thank you. That's cool.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is good. I just saw Cunty McCunterson written on your table, by
the way. That's right. They came in. They were a guest on the show. Yeah. Cunty was great.
That's so funny. Yeah, I'm really happy with the movie. I mean, it's good on a lot for me. Like, I like it for a lot of reasons. Maybe they're not the reasons that other people will like it. But, for example, I love that my wife, Jenny, plays my wife.
That's cool.
And we have these scenes together that I think are really sweet and sexual. Fucky. I call them fucky. They're fucky scenes. Yeah. And in my opinion, there's some of like the sort of most real, you know, and sort of grounded scenes in the whole movie. Understandably, I mean, you would hope because it's, you know, but we did do our best to sort of bring out as much of our sort of, you know, kind of the you know, an example, like, you know, it might have been written in the script, like, I say, honey, would you, you know, and it's like, we don't use the word honey.
Right.
We're going to
use
what we use, you
Which
know?
Is...
We're going to cunt face.
So, you warmed it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So, we just kind of made it our own. It just felt, and watching the movie, they feel really organic to
That's
the film.
Nice.
And also, you know, the movie is... The other thing I really love about it is that it's a true story.
Right.
You know, the writer-director team, husband and wife, this is their story. I mean, this is a real story of theirs. And there are some parallels to Jenny and I and sort of crazy things that we've gotten into in our life. And when you meet Lisa and Joey, the writer-directors, you know, we have a lot in common with them. There was just a lot of sort of great sort of energy around this idea that Jenny should play my wife. And
that's cool.
You know, and consequently, I think those scenes are really great. And they make all the other sort of scenes, which involve some sort of, you know, broader comedy and some crazy shit happens. They make those all believable. I think they make them feel earned.
Well, it's funny because I was saying to Emily, there are so many actors that are super popular that I've never seen one speck of their work ever. You know, like a Kate Bosworth. I've never seen anything she's done. I know her from the magazines, but I've never seen her.
I was in a movie with Kate Bosworth. I still haven't seen it.
Oh. Okay.
Apparently she hasn't either.
Yeah.
Sounds like we don't need to.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not because I don't want, I don't think I've seen the whole thing in its entirety, though. I just think that's more just situational.
Okay. Well, I was saying to her, like, your wife, Jenny Mullen, I have seen everything. Like, I know her body of work.
And her body.
I know her from The Bachelorette. I know her from Howard Stern.
Sure.
I know her from Chelsea Handler.
Sure.
I know her from the after show. I mean, I am with it.
Yep. Like, very familiar.
Jenny Mullen and I love her, and I'm...
She would be so happy to... And by the way, I will be telling her this.
Yes.
And she's going to be so happy to hear this.
Will she?
Are you kidding me? She's going to die. She's going to love it. She's going to love it. Trust me.
She's on my way. Like, whatever I'm into,
I know,
she's right there with me.
I love that. Yeah. Have you read her books?
I devoured her first book.
Yeah?
Together, we're a complete set.
Oh, because you... And then you read the second book? Or you're just saying the...
She got the books.
Oh, got it. You're the book side.
Yeah.
You should read her new book. Because
I'm so excited to.
It's better and... than the first book, even, I think. Not that it's the first, but I just think she's matured as a writer, but also her sort of her stories and her sort of the character that is Jenny has changed so much in the last 2 years, you know?
So these are fiction?
As a mom,
no,
right?
As a mom, yeah. Right. No, it's memoir. It's comedic essays.
Oh, wow.
But she, you know, had a kid and just kind of went through this whole kind of crazy. And if you saw in Chelsea, did you see the ayahuasca?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, so that was a whole part of her last 2 years. That was just sort of that was maybe the least crazy thing that she's done in the last 2 years. Yeah. So it's all in the new book, these kind of, it's sort of the anti-mom book.
I love that.
It's sort of the post, you know, partum sort of rom-com.
That ayahuasca scene was unreal.
And that was just apparently, I mean, you know, of course, they only showed, you know, a fraction of the actual events from that evening. I was not there, but I got, you know, the full, to hear her describe it is just wild. But then for me to watch it, even though it was just a fraction, for me to see that it got me to the core, you know, she's talking about, she's crying over our son and like all this intense, crazy.
And it's basically, you know, a shaman gives you this hallucinogen.
Wow. I know what it is.
Oh,
I've never.
I'm sharing maybe to the other people who may not know.
Right. That's fair.
You know,
ayahuasca.
It's a natural hallucinogen?
Yep. It's from a tree root, and they make a tea out of it, and it tastes like shit, and you end up shitting yourself and vomiting for...
Which is why I want to do it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No. I don't even care about hallucinating. No.
Right, just to get the evil out.
Exactly. I just want to purge the demons from my butt. And so apparently it's like the worst, horrible. And then you go on this crazy ride.
And you're supposed to be with people. I mean, she was with her two friends, right?
She was with Chelsea and this guy Dan Morio. Yep.
Were they friends, her and Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was with a good group, but you know, they also had cameras around, and it was a little. The circumstances weren't the most conducive, apparently, to what the full experience. And you should do it a couple nights in a row. That's why people have like retreats and like do that. But she just did it. Jenny just did it the one night. And was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I don't think I could do a repeat of a crazy shitting barf night.
I know.
I feel like what you learn about yourself can never be unlearned.
That's true.
Did she say that?
In a way, yeah.
I mean, well, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it. But like any sort of intense therapy session, and this is supposed to, you know, supposedly the most, it's like 1,000 therapies, years of therapy, like crammed into one night. I mean, it's just like all of these sort of revelations and, you know, like any thing like that, eventually, you know, you don't forget them, but you know, you shift for sure, but that shift becomes a little less obvious and pronounced as time passes.
It's
you know,
when you come home from traveling and you're all like, I'm gonna live my life differently now.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't.
Yeah. Exactly. So this is that to the nth degree. I mean, it is, you know, yeah, that's basically it. But it was fascinating from my perspective to sort of.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that like?
I mean, she was really afraid going down. She was worried about it. She was nervous. She was mostly because she's like, am I really? I mean, I've got a 2-year-old son and I'm just going to get on a plane and go do ayahuasca in the Amazon.
Sure.
You know, she really kind of struggled with that idea that she felt, you know, but I was very supportive of it. I thought it would be great for her.
So she was like, peace, kid. I'm
out. She's like, all right, good. That's all I need to hear, peace.
Yeah.
But she, she kind of struggled with it and was kind of nervous about it. And then when she came back, there was definitely a. Oh, sorry. Hollywood's calling.
Hello. Jason's phone.
Hollywood's calling.
There was definitely a thing that you could, you know, without it being like, who are you?
Right.
What'd you do with my wife? Go back and get her. No, it wasn't like that, but it was just like subtle, some not so subtle, but definite sort of a reshifting of the things, the world and the way she sees it and the way she wants to see it moving forward. And, you know, after a little while, you know, you're you at the end of the day and there's 30 some odd years of you in there. Doesn't all just change overnight. But that's why I think, too, a lot of people go back. It's sort of a, you do it, but then you do it again in a year.
Right.
You know, like people that do ayahuasca kind of are repeat visitors for that very reason. It's like, this is my therapy and I'm going to go. And you don't just go to therapy for a couple sessions to fix something and then you're fixed. You go and you got to stay up on that. You got to keep doing it.
Do you think you'll do it?
I would. Yeah, I would. Yeah. Okay. I would. You know, again, it was, I had a... stay home and take care of our son.
So you're like, someone had to be responsible.
Yeah, exactly. So couldn't this time, but I would definitely, there's
so many things to do.
There's so many things and so many, and I don't know what I wouldn't do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or haven't done. I mean, I'm kind of open-minded when it comes to
Well, I will
stuff.
Say like she looked in, correct me if I'm wrong, but very beautiful during that scene. But Emily, she's puking and sweating, but she really looked gorgeous, more gorgeous than
I agree.
Than on TV made up and stuff like that. Like she looked beautiful.
I that's very nice of you to say, and I will pass that on to her as well.
Start with that.
I'll lead with that.
You look best when you're puking.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah, do not wear makeup again. But no, I totally agree. And I think there is the obvious of, you know, she's a beautiful girl. And
naturally pretty.
Yeah, it's like the more you sort of you paint your face on and sort of you get away from what that sort of core beauty is. But also, there was something real beautiful about her vulnerability, I think, you know? Mm-hmm. She was just really...
That's true.
To see that happen to a person is very... you know, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's just gorgeous.
It sounds like you guys have just a really cool relationship that you can support each other through
drug use.
Some weird shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Intense drug use.
Yes.
Any tips for the old marriage?
Just the tip. I got a tip right here.
That old tip.
I got one tip from my marriage.
Deanna remembers.
Yeah. So,
of course you do.
Been there, done that.
No, I don't. I mean, we communicate. I mean, but, you know, we also sometimes don't. And that's when we realize we get in trouble when we say, like, hold on, tell me how you feel. I got to tell you how I feel. And we also, I mean, the biggest tip of all is, for us, the thing that works is therapy. I mean, we've been in therapy since before we were married.
Shit. That's hard.
It's hard. It's hard. Ugh, but
I hate that answer.
Yeah,
it's
I'm sorry.
Real. No, I'm no, with
but,
it.
But you know what it is? And it feels, it's arduous and kind of feels like a chore. And then you got to like, but it's like the alternative for us, and I think for most couples, is you end up not saying how you feel. Mm-hmm. You end up being resentful of the other person and not, you know, these resentments, but it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. That's what resentment is. That's what my individual, that's what my therapist told me. And I was like, that's the best line ever because it's fucking true. And it's like, I realize if like I have these feelings and I don't get them out, it's just going to cause it's just going to, the whole thing's going to unravel. And it's like, so we go as often as we can, you know, in New York. We live in New York now and our therapist is still here. So we Skype with her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we do that, and she charges the same, whatever.
It does feel like it should be
less. They do like that. They do that.
Hollywood's other favorite couple.
Clearly, you have something special going on, so that tough answer is one I'm going to listen to, and I don't like it.
I know. It's whatever. It is what it is. But the other key with therapy that we have found is to not just go to fix something, you know, it's not, oh, we've been fighting so much and we're on the brink of divorce, whatever, you hear about this all the time. So it's like, we got into couples therapy. Go when things are good, because you'll go into a session. We've done this where even still we'll be like, do we really, we're so busy and we're great. We've never been happier. Right. Like we had such a good week. We love each other so much today. We just fucked for the first time in a month. And you know, like, why do we need to go to therapy? But it's, When you go under those circumstances and things are good, you find that you're more open to listening to the other person. Mm-hmm. You can communicate better. The sessions are always better when things are good. But people have this, understandably, have this, I think, wrong idea in their head that you need to go when things are good, right? You got to go to fix something. But it should be a process. You're not going to fix anything if you're trying to go to one session and have it address a specific thing.
Right.
The best sessions go off on all these tangents, you know?
Right. And it's kind of like a Hail Mary thing if you're doing it that way.
It's a Hail Mary. That's just you do that one for the kids.
Right.
Let's go to couples therapy.
Sure.
You got to check the boxes, right?
Right. Yeah. We just had on Ashley Tisdale.
Oh, Ashley was on?
Yeah. Yep.
I love her. She's so sweet, isn't she?
She seems so sweet.
She was a real nice gal.
She's sweet.
Very sweet.
So normal and likable and adorable.
Yep.
Yeah, we were into her.
Very adorbs.
Yeah.
But we told her you were coming on and asked her a very specific question, and I want to play for you her reply.
Ooh, okay.
So we've got Jason Biggs coming in as well.
Okay. Good luck.
We're going. Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
I know, right? We're going to quiz him about some youthful terms that we've learned along the way.
Yeah.
How do you think he's going to do?
Do you think he's got his finger on the pulse?
I mean, I think he'll do well. He's a smart person.
Okay.
He's, you know.
Do you think he knows smart. What like a thirst trap is?
I don't even know what a thirst trap is.
Okay. So.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how do you feel about that, Jason?
Thirst trap.
Yeah.
How do I feel about what? What a thirst trap is or her response
all
to
all of it.
Okay. Well, I feel like I was expecting her to be a little more excited when you said that I was coming in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were too.
I'm going to bring, because you guys even sounded, you're like, we got Jason Biggs coming. And she's like, mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what? Then did she, you know, like, even that when you were like, Ashley Tisdale, I was like, oh, yeah, isn't she great? She's great.
Yeah, she didn't give you the same respect.
Did not give me the same respect.
Low key.
Look, it's hard. She doesn't want to be followed up by Jason. You know, she's just trying to protect her podcast slot.
I understand that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I won't take it personally.
And thirst
trap. Thirst trap? I mean, is it your mouth? I mean, I don't.
Okay.
Word right. hole? No.
We're not even going to give it to you right now.
No, thirst trap. Hold on. Is it?
This is fun.
Thirst trap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it sexual in nature?
Maybe, but not really.
No.
Okay. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know. Thirst trap. I'm not.
Well, we're going to take a little break. Yeah. And when we come back, fine. We will define this for you.
Fine.
And we're going to ask you a lot of other things to see where your mind is at.
Okay.
OMFG! Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
It's like Netflix for podcasts.
The Comedy Bang Bang live tour is back on Howl this summer.
In a three-part exclusive Comedy Bang Bang 2016 tour best of special, listen to Scott, Lauren, and Paul F. Tompkins share their favorite moments from the stage and stories from behind the scenes.
Hear the new stops from the Comedy Bang Bang live tour at Comic-Con in Montreal and Australia, mates.
What's that? You can't go to Australia? Well, you can hear every single performance on Howl the next day.
In addition to the 2016 live tour with Howl Premium, you get 42 more Comedy Bang Bang specials, along with exclusive access to more than 150 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, and over 100 comedy albums. Let me be the first to say you're welcome.
Guys, if you haven't signed up for Howl yet, you can use the code OMFG when you check out on howl.fm to get a full free month of Howl Premium for free.
After your full month of free trial, it's only $4.99 per month to get all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android, and on the interweb.
To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at howl.fm and you enter the code OMFG at checkout.
That's right. What she said was really important. Don't do it on your phone.
Yeah.
Because that's howl.fm and use code OMFG for a 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
That's right.
OMFG! Welcome back. We're here with Jason Biggs.
I had to go to the bathroom, so thank you for letting me take that break. I had to go so bad. There was all this free water you guys have given me here.
I know.
Look, we don't skimp.
James.
We rehearse a lot of this, you know.
But skimp is a very specific word show. I mean, the fact that you both came to that is very interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Psychic sisters.
Oh, no, it's
something. Good. It's something. We don't know what it is. So I don't even want to get into Thirst Trap right now.
Well, you want to save it.
I just want to save it and see maybe his mind will have expanded after we go
after
through some
quiz.
More
okay.
quizzing.
That's
and then
fair.
He'll be like, now I know it.
Okay.
So, you know, on our podcast, we interview a lot of people 25 and younger to get the cool shit.
Right.
We're trying.
I believe they're called millennials.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Generation Zers.
Oh, are we already, that's after millennials?
Yes.
No. No?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But wait. Millennials are like born around the, like the 90s and the aughts.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So correct. So Generation Zers
they're
are
like young teenagers. Are like
aughts. So like if it ought to, does the ought go to 2010?
Yeah. Doesn't it?
Okay, so that is not we'd have to go and look at the actual time.
So are millennials before 2000, then they're not the aughts?
Can we do some work on the interwebs and come back to you?
No, yes, because I just wonder, Generation Zers, if they're born, if they're after the millennials, it's like they went, aren't they like 4 years old?
And they know a lot, and they have a lot to share.
A lot is very, like my son should be a Generation Zer.
But he might be, yeah.
Right.
I think Sid is sitting pretty.
And he knows nothing, so I don't know.
He may know things that he may know what a thirst trap is.
How old is he now? Can he come on?
2.5. Yeah, he can come on.
Okay. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, he's got an agent. You can call him.
Does he have, how many, does he do sentences fully?
Yeah, but he prefers the one word answer.
We're fine with that.
Yeah.
He's on.
Yeah.
Great.
Sounds great.
That's all we need. Okay. Well,
Emily, you asked Jason the first question
in the quiz.
And I'm going to look up
I want answers.
Stats.
Okay.
This one, we're going to just start. Can you use fire in a sentence?
Fire?
I know. See, this is a trick.
I have a feeling.
First thing that comes to mind.
I have a feeling that it's like a word of like a, it's like in a, it's like a, you know, like a compliment, like it's like, yo, that shit is fire.
Great. Ding, 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 ding.
You nailed it.
Perfect.
Great. Okay.
Excellent.
So it's like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a.
It's a positive. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Super big compliment.
Like, dude, your shirt's fire.
Yeah.
Okay. What if literally I was on fire right now? Right. And you just kept saying that. And I'm like, thanks. Meanwhile, I'm like burnt, like third degree burns on my chest.
That is a cautionary statement. Yeah. We do need to let the youths know that if somebody says it probably
that
more than three
fire.
Times in a row, thanks. You may be on fire. Right. Just look down.
Just look down.
If you don't mind. Just
stop, drop, and roll after we say it more than three times.
That's right. Right. No one needs to say it that many times. Okay. So have you ever heard the phrase ship name?
Ship name?
Yeah, like what's their ship name?
No.
Okay, so this is educational. Any feelings on what that could be?
Ship name. So I mean,
you could put Jay-Z and Beyonce would have a ship name.
Oh, so it's like a couple or a group.
Yeah.
Of people that like addressed as like one sort of
right,
or
so
is it
a
like
classic
or is it
ship?
Like Brad, or is it like Brad?
You got it.
Brad and Jelena. What is it?
Brangelina.
Brangelina. So it's like so it's not okay. So it's like, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any ship names for you and Jenny? Do you think?
Let's see. Jenny.
Your first
Jenny
names are too similar.
Jason. Yeah, that's too similar. Biggs. Molin.
Jensen.
Big Mole.
Big Mole. Big Mole.
I like it.
Yeah, Big
I
Mole.
I like Big Mole.
Yeah. Big Mole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great ship
That's
name.
That's a good
great.
One.
We've shipped you. Great. Okay. If you sell a movie and it becomes the number one box office hit of the summer, are you A, tight,
B, turnt,
or C, glowed up?
Give me the choices, please. Can you read that back to me, please?
Sure. Mm-hmm. If you sell a movie and it becomes the number one box office hit of the summer, are you A, tight,
B, turnt,
C, glowed up?
You are C, glowed
Whoa!
Up.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes!
You are really good at this.
Really good at this.
And it's clear you don't know.
Yes.
I don't
you're
know.
You're really good at this.
It's just like you kind of got to context cluesies and kind of, you know.
But Ashley is right. You are smart.
Hey, now.
She was right.
Ashley. Yep. Fucking Ashley.
Okay, so after you make those millions on the movie, you have a big night out, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, of course.
When you get your check.
No, when you check your bank account.
Oh, when you check your bank account, you discover that you A, spooged the pooch.
B, fucked up some commas.
Or C, robbed the vault. Spooged the pooch.
Fucked up some commas.
Or robbed the vault. You know this. You feel it in your genitals.
I know it's not spooged the cooch.
That's correct.
So far, so good.
But didn't you wish it was?
I do, of course. I want to know what that is, actually. but the commas thing is so kind of unique and interesting and out there that I kind of want that to be it too. Rob the Vault feels a little more organic to how the youths are speaking.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I'm going to go with fucked up some commas.
Yes! Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Yes. You're so good at this.
Fucked up some commas is like one of the best things we've learned. We learned it from OG Swagger Dick, who is a rapper.
No.
Yeah.
He's a rapper. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can and Google him.
He gave us that, and we've been so grateful.
Yeah.
OG Swagger Dick.
You know, if you spend a thousand on your big night out, that comma's moving over.
That's right.
Boom, boom, you know?
Boom. Yep. Yeah. Fucked up some commas.
You like it, so you're already ready to use it.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Okay.
Okay, so when you send a naked, sexy pic to a friend, mm-hmm. this is a multiple choice, Jason.
Okay.
Okay. Have you A, frexted? B,
sex-fretted? Or C, made a mistake?
Well, definitely C.
Sure.
But also you frexted.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're so good.
Well, that feels really great.
Yeah.
I mean, we have some more. I don't know if you want
one more.
Do you want one more?
One more. One more.
Okay.
Have I gotten any wrong yet?
No.
Exactly.
It's shocking.
Okay. Like, literally, and so cute, are these A, party drugs, B, lip glosses, or C, anime characters?
I don't think you're going to get this one. How do you like that?
Lip glosses.
He did it. How
do you like that?
I like it.
How do you like
I
that?
I fucking like it.
Yes!
He stuck his middle finger up and he pushed off the table. I like
shock.
It a lot.
I'm in shock right now.
Do you know
Boom.
Kylie Jenner's lip kits?
You know, but that's
but yes.
I've like peripherally. I'm very like just kind of aware of the world.
Yeah,
and like I feel like I know she's got some stupid things, and that feels like it could be the names of it, and I might have seen it in a tweet, and like, yeah. Let's go lip gloss. You know,
great. Just, wow, you killed it. We had Lance Bass on. He didn't know anything.
Nothing.
When I tell you nothing. Zero.
Wow.
Like, you knew his everything. Interpretations of things were
fun, I'm sure, and
really a good time, but he knew nothing.
No, Lance is an idiot.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. I love Lance. I actually love Lance.
He's like the nicest person
he's
in
great.
The world.
He's great.
He sung them out for us, so that was bad.
Oh.
Just still kidding.
That's too bad.
That was my dream.
Yeah.
That died.
Jason, so we do something on this show usually with youths. Mm-hmm. We just read a couple of their text messages just to get a sense of, like, where they are. And it's like an anthropological
experiment.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
down?
Oh,
boy. Oh, boy.
Might I take that?
I like that he heard the question. He picked up his phone.
Now, I would have to choose it.
You would have to choose it?
Yeah, if that's okay.
And the thing is, we would never choose anything that would make you too uncomfortable.
Okay, well, the first text is going to be uncomfortable for everybody.
Great.
So no. But
oh, so no?
Yes, but anything else?
Yeah, well, just to kind of get to know where a Jason Biggs is in the world. And,
sure, let's see.
Okay,
go
great.
For it. Yeah.
And I'm just going to, I'm just going to go, no, that's not, no, there's no conversation there.
I would just have to say, first of all, I'm just peeking, and your text is so big.
Yes.
Are you blind?
Yes. I am not a youth.
Yeah. Okay.
This is grandma text.
This looks like
my
father's
bigger.
Phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is...
That's so cute. That's a very charming quality.
Thank you. It's massive. As soon as I started like squinting to read, I was like, why? There's settings for this. I don't give a shit. The only disadvantage, of course, is that... You know, people seven rows behind me on the airplane can read my text.
Right. Yeah. I mean, because I can see everything from over here.
I mean, I don't know. I'm listening to this and I'm not paying attention. So let's just read one.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Oh my God. I'm sending a video. Hold on. Okay.
Hold
I'm
on.
Done. I'm done. I'm done. I just hit something and I started filming myself.
Oh. Okay. Was there a video on there that you saw
no,
offline?
No. Okay. So I'm going to be Jason and you'll be non-Jason.
Yep. Yeah.
Bad stomach pains last few days, checking for possible gallstones, but hopefully not. She should be okay. We'll keep you posted. Thanks for checking in, Al.
Give her a big kiss for me. Thanks for the update.
XOXO.
Is Teets okay?
We put him down.
Oh my God. This is their dog. This is the saddest.
We're in it. God. We have to stay in it.
Okay, here we go. Oh no, I'm so heartbroken for you guys. Is Jenny okay? I can't read this. I'm like so sad.
It was time. She's struggling, of course.
It was the right thing for sure, but still so hard, I know.
Oh, thanks, Al. XOXO.
Happy birthday. Miss the hell out of you and hope you're planning to come to L.A. this summer. And then I send a have a magical birthday on a unicorn thing. Uh-huh.
Thanks so much, Al. And yes, we're coming for a month. It's a lot. I mean, I don't think she offered
Yay!
That.
Yay!
Okay. Okay, just gave Gloria's number to Elvie. Gonna have her drive the car with Sid to your house. Sorry, what is your exact address on Butler? We do that. Hey, been thinking about you and been meaning to reach out. How are you feeling?
Oh, thanks. Still struggling. Better than I was when I saw you. Two kids is so hard. How are you guys?
We're good. We're here. Rented a house. Want to come over tomorrow morning for bagels and swim?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
I know.
Gonna have a few peeps over. If not, let's figure it out sometime. You know, let's hang soon, please. And glad you're better. I can't even imagine how hard it is. Wow.
That's a really nice friend.
It's a really, nice exchange.
That was exactly how, in my head, as I was writing it, that's how I was performing it. Like,
really?
That's how, it, no.
Oh.
But,
also,
are we right here?
Just the note of the bagels and the swimming.
That sounds great.
It sounds very Jewish as well.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Would you like to come over for Shabbat dinner?
Yeah.
And
that's basically what that said. Yeah. The moil will be there.
Would you like to come over and get circumcised on Saturday?
Ah, yep. Good times.
Anyway, thanks for reminding me that my dog's dead.
I welled up. That's a sad one. I'm so sorry.
It's Jenny's. I mean, it was bad. It was shitty for me. It was my dog for in 9 years. But I wasn't thrilled about it. But but this was Jenny's firstborn.
I knew from the book.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
That's a toughie.
Tough.
How long ago was that?
This was in... recently, I mean, a couple of months ago.
A couple swipes.
A couple swipes ago.
Yeah, swipes up.
Yeah.
Please give her.
I will.
We're so involved with her right now.
I will.
I mean, did we do what we needed to do?
I think we did. Oh, wait, we have one. We have a fan comment.
Oh, yeah.
We have a fan comment. I posted if anyone had questions for you, and I got this reply. Please tell him Marilyn Mudflap says hello.
Oh.
Then ask him if he can juggle with the follow-up question, can a man be a good father if he cannot juggle?
Marilyn Mudflap. I love
Scotty
Marilyn
Landis.
Scotty.
He was on the show. Yeah.
I love him. He's funny.
He's funny. Yeah.
And then what was the juggling?
I don't know. Can a man be a good father if he cannot juggle?
No, of course not.
Right.
So can you juggle?
Of course I can.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Duh. Yeah. No, I can juggle. Yeah. And I juggle for my son all the time.
Aww.
And he gets such a kick out of it.
Well,
and I juggle him, too, with knives. One knife, one flame thing, and him.
And Sid.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, yo, one of these things is fire. But
wow.
He knows I'm talking about him.
Right. And not the
because he's young and he gets
torch.
It.
Right.
And he gets it.
Oh, my God. I love that. Full circ. Jason, I don't know if did we describe the movie. I feel like we did. We talked about it in the beginning and that we loved it with your wife. But can you?
Yep.
So it's you play. You're an architect,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're you need some money because you're having a baby.
Yes, I'm out of a job. I can't get work. My wife, played by Jenny, is pregnant, like 8 months pregnant, and we lost our insurance right now. And I don't have a job, and we need money to pay for the thing. The whole thing is crazy. So
that sounds super stressful.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
And this is the writer-director couple that are married. This is the true
story.
How much
did they embellish? I mean, she was only 2 months pregnant, and then they lost the insurance.
I think she was actually pretty pregnant.
Really? Oh, that's like, it gives me stress.
Yes. I answer an ad to be a driver.
On Craigslist.
And... it ends up being a driver for girls, call girls,
mm-hmm.
to take around the city.
My favorite kind.
The only kind of girls
right.
that I call. And so I end up, over the course of one ridiculous night, end up taking them to a bachelor party and then taking them elsewhere. And then, you know, all kinds of crazy shit goes down. And the embellishment is that... I guess it's a reverse embellishment. It's a sort of played down. It wasn't one night. It was actually, he ended up driving this girl around LA for many months, apparently. So wow. We just, condensed the story to happen all in one night for storytelling and comedy.
Sure.
Purposes. But yeah, no, that really happened. He ended up, going and thinking it was going to be like, he didn't know what, it was a very vague ad.
Yeah, as they often are.
As they are, right. On Craig's little list. And yeah, he ended up driving this girl that he became like friendly with, close with. And he was like her kind of, not just her driver, but sort of became her, her muscle. And to meet this guy, like me, in the movie. I mean, he's just this fish out of water, right. Scrawny little dude that ended up becoming like, her driver / bodyguard / that's her guy for months. And that's how he made money, cash, of course, and did quite well. And yeah, and mostly just on the weekends. And yeah.
That's amazing.
So they, and with the wife's endorsement and encouragement, actually. So
she's like, bring that money home.
Yeah. Yeah. So this really happened. And so.
Did the wife get to know the call girl?
Great question. And I actually, yes, but not that well. But I think she did meet. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Which I think is a funny little touch to the story. Yeah. So anyway, the movie, my character Guy, he gets into these, it's just a fish out of water story, really. But,
right.
He ends up. Over the course of one night, learning a lot about himself.
Okay. And like an ayahuasca trip.
Like, it's basically an ayahuasca trip. Yeah. Basically an ayahuasca trip.
With more vagina.
With more vagina. Although, there was a lot of vagina.
In equal.
That, equal vagina.
Yeah.
Equal vagina. Equal parts vagina.
And?
Equal vagina parts.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm like, I can't wait to, honestly, I'm excited about the movie. It looks really
I'll tell you what good. About the movie real quick.
Okay.
It plays big, some really funny jokes and set pieces, some stuff that like I like doing, I've done a lot of crazy shit and I over the course of some ridiculous movies and franchises and stuff. And first of all, it's hard, I think, to, everything's been done, kind of. What I mean? Like, everything.
It's like a new angle.
Yeah, and also just there's some jokes in here that I was like, oh, I haven't seen that. Oh, that's pretty big and funny. But the story is told in a very small way. It feels like it's an independent movie, for sure. Some of the jokes play much bigger. And so for me, it was like a perfect balance of making this kind of smaller character-driven movie that felt real because it is real. It's a true story.
Right.
But then has these sort of crazy moments that you go, really? That's absurd. How could that happen? But then you go, oh, this actually really did happen. And that's, yeah. So it's fun. And again, to go back to what I was saying in the beginning, I think, there's those scenes. For me, I love it because I have those scenes with Jenny. Like, I look at those scenes now and I go, oh, that's...
It's super special.
It's like, oh, those feel really real to us. And it'll be like a little time capsule for our son, Like, he was just born. Ever what?
Work together? Like that?
Jenny and I, not like that. I mean, we did a short film a few years back that she wrote, so she was kind of my boss, which kind of sucked. And then, we've been doing more things together. We do a radio thing together now, and we're kind of playing with doing some other things. But this was kind of the first big sort of jump into, we're just going to act opposite each other and do scenes with each other and the whole thing. And we were a little nervous at first, but... It was great. And again, because, she's playing this woman who's about to have this baby and I'm anxiety ridden, because we don't have money and I'm about to be a dad. And there's just all that sort of stuff that comes with, you're about to be a first time parent and the unknown. And we were able to tap into all of that because we had just had our son, And the interesting thing about, that feeling, at least for us, we're only 2.5 years in, but it hasn't gone away. It's actually only gotten worse.
You're like, what do I do with this?
Yeah, still have, oh God. I mean, it's like there's that sense of like, sort of paranoia about being able to provide and keep, protect and all those things. That doesn't ever go away.
Right.
It's terrifying. So because we shot it, we had just had him, it's kind of an interesting sort of time capsule into where we were in our life. And yeah, yeah, totally. And so we'll always kind of, we kind of get a kick out of that. Like, yeah, Sid will watch this one day and know that he was like there on set with us every time we shot. And I don't know.
Very
cool.
Kind
of cute.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. I mean, what a delight.
Oh.
So much fun.
Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
You know what's weird is that I haven't done this before with you guys.
No.
Right?
No, never.
And but it feels like I have.
That's what I felt when I just saw you in the hallway.
Same. Have we met?
You know, we haven't. Part of why I think I feel I know you is because somebody I went to college with, Andy Miano, did did American Pie with you. So that was like when we just first moved to LA and it was such a big deal. And we all from Oswego, New York, you know, we all went to SUNY Oswego and felt like a part of that. So in that
way— Andrew show you that, did he show you the movie on VHS before it came out?
I don't remember. Okay. We were roommates at that time.
That's
amazing.
Yeah. I had my own copy, but he had his copy too. And we would go around. I actually went on a trip with Andrew, ski trip, randomly. He invited me up with a bunch of his friends to go up this ski trip. And I was like, sure. I've been snowboarding like once before in my life, but I was like, yeah, I'll come. And it was like a couple months before the movie had come out, but he brought an advanced VHS copy and played it for all of his friends. And they like went, it was like so much fun. I was sitting there watching it with all his friends. And I remember him, and we all kind of did that. Anyone who had a VHS copy, we would always like take it back to our friends. But I guess you weren't a real friend.
I guess not.
No. Yeah. Just a roommate.
Just a roommate.
But you too.
That's okay.
But I feel like.
I know.
Is this you guys don't, you're not shooting. I mean, I just feel like I know you and I know this. I mean, I've listened before, but not enough to feel like
incredible.
I'm. No, but I'll be honest. Not enough to feel like I'm with you guys every week. I don't.
If you want to join us and host with us, you don't. We can do that.
No, okay.
I thought that's what you were asking.
No, okay. I'm
very busy. Reoccurring.
Very busy. Very busy.
You can Skype us. We'll be your therapist.
Okay. That I could do, maybe. Yeah. But no, I definitely feel like, you know.
Yeah. Same.
Like we got turned.
We did get a little turned. Yeah.
Boom.
Honestly, having you here, we're glowed up.
I'll tell you what, after people hear this, we're going to fuck up some commas, baby.
Woo! It all happened.
Now, thank you. Where do people find you, Mr. Biggs?
Like my address at home? I'm going to get Selena'd. You can find me at Jason Biggs on Twitter. You can find me at Biggs Jason on Insta. And
are you snapping?
You can find me on my wife's Snapchat as a recurring character.
Perfect.
And she is Jenny and Teets. Rest in peace.
Oh, that's the dog.
Yes.
Oh, God. We really.
We'll end on that.
On that note.
Let's end on that. Bye.
Bye.
OMFG. Not a Jew.
Not a Jew. I'm so sorry that I had to break that to you here on the podcast.
I mean, to find out a Roman Catholic, I mean, that's just a shocker.
It's one of those, like, it never not bothers, you know what I mean? Like, when you are so certain in your heart and your soul and your stomach and your vagina, you're so certain that someone is a Jew and they're not, it's like you just can't move past it.
For anyone else you've had that with?
Ugh, there's this, just a friend of mine who's a comedian, David Angelo.
Okay.
I mean, and you know from the name, not Jewish, but he's the Jewiest person I've ever met. Like, he's Jewier than Woody Allen.
Huh. Wow.
And not Jewish. It's
shocking.
Very upsetting.
That is upsetting.
Yes.
There are people who are Jewish who seem Italian.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Absolutely.
And it's shocking to know they're Jewish.
That's
you know?
Very fair. It does work both ways there.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, I think Andrew Dice Clay is a Jew.
That's very...
Is that wrong?
I don't know.
Okay.
Despite not being a Jew.
Right.
That was a real shot of fresh air up the vagina.
He was awesome.
I love that dude.
I could talk to him forever.
Yeah.
About this and that.
You know what my favorite thing is that he does?
What?
When you ask him a question, he kind of like looks off in the distance and then he kind of like smiles to himself like he's thinking about like a crush or something. And he's like, huh. And then he'll answer it. It's like so cute.
I think you have a crush on him, Emily. Did you gather a crush?
You know what? the smartness in the quiz was a little bit of a turn on. I'll say that. Like, how do you waltz in and get every single one right when he didn't know any of them?
It's impressive.
Really impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great time. This was a blast. I mean,
go see Amateur Night.
Go see it. What else do these people have to do for us? They've come in twice. We have one and then we have the other. We have a Tisdale. We have a Biggs.
You've got Tisdale doing the splits. You've got Biggs being the muscle. I mean, sounds great.
What else do you need? All right.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And we're OMFG at OMFG Pod.
So there's that. And thank you guys so much for listening and supporting us and glowing us up and turning us up and all of that.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
My name is Katie Couric. I love to talk and I love to ask questions. Have you always been a feminazi like me, Rebecca?
Yes, I was born a feminazi.
There is so much coming at us fast and furiously every day, but I don't think anybody's explaining it very well. And that's why I wanted to do this podcast.
Right now in the polls, Hillary beats Donald Trump.
I know, but polls schmolls, Esther, right, to go a little deeper than the wrestling match that you currently see on cable television.
It does make you think that what we do here is important to generations beyond us.
So listen, subscribe, and let's help each other figure out what's going on.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.